Thunder Bay's Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. That was the Kings there with All the Way, the lead track off of their second record, 1981's Amazon Beach. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you. Great to have you along, as always. Part of Hair-Raising Fridays every week here on LU Radio, and getting you into the weekend with this show here, with 60 minutes of a good time rock and roll, and following Ryan Trush, of course, of Lipstick and Leather every Friday night. Like I mentioned, that was the Kings kicking us off tonight, and we are going to hear some other great music on tonight's show. We're going to have some music from Extreme. We're going to go back to their 1989 self-titled debut and play one of the great album tracks off of that album. Extreme's follow-up records get a lot of the credit, a lot of the attention because of the band's move into more adventurous songwriting, adding a few more progressive tendencies to their sound, whereas their debut was much more straightforward, much more reminiscent of a group like Van Halen. But it's a sound that the band does very, very well, and we're going to spin a fun track off of that for you. We're going to play some music from Generation X as well, the British pop punksters, glam punks, from the late 70s, of course, featuring Billy Idol on lead vocals before Billy Idol moved to North America and began his very successful solo career. He was in Generation X, and they put out some great albums, actually, during that time. Definitely not on the heavier end of British punk or the nastier end of British punk. They were a pop band. But again, it's a sound they did very well. And we're going to spin a tune actually from them that, if you're familiar with Billy Idol's solo material, may just sound a little bit familiar to you. I've also got some classic stuff from the Raspberries coming up as well. So questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glamroxx @luradio.ca. We're going to get into the bulk of the show here with some David Bowie and a classic from his, classic song from a classic album. From the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, here is Suffragette City on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back. Off of their self-titled debut from 1989, here is Extreme with Mother Don't Want to Go to School Today, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Mother, don't you hesitate. Pack my love and I'll be on my way. Slowly slipping. It's mid-July and I'm still cold, thinking of my saddest memory, yeah, just so I can cry.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Foxy Shazam there with Count Me Out. That was back from, I want to say, 2010, actually, that came out. Foxy Shazam has actually gone through a few different musical styles in their career, but in 2010, they put out a self-titled release, and it was pretty much a straight-up glam-inflected hard rock record, showing off some great vocals and some very, very catchy songwriting. That's one that definitely did it for me when I first heard it, and nice to go back and revisit that one every so often. We also heard Harum Scarum in there with Slowly Slipping Away off of their self-titled debut back from 1991. Extreme, Mother Don't Want to Go to School Today off of their self-titled debut. We also heard Faster Pussycat with Cat House, and David Bowie, a classic from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. That was Suffragette City. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchik here with you, of course, a part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on LU Radio, following Mr. Ryan Trush and Lipstick and Leather. And it's great to get you into the weekend with some good fun hard rock and roll, and kind of keep things light as we wrap up another Friday and head in to the weekend. Got some great music still for you on the flip side of the show here. We still have some Generation X to come up, and of course, that being Billy Idol's launching pad. So we're going to spin something from them. We're going to hear from the Raspberries as well, and a few other things. And on the other side of the break, a band who had to change their name, actually, when they broke into the U.S. market. The name was considered a bit too lewd, I guess, for American record labels. I'm not really sure. But anyway, in Canada, they're better known as the classic pop-punk band Teenage Head, and we're going to play them right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Yeah.
Gateway, I've been knowing the mind. Hey, come on in.
campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Gypsy Rose there with Poisoned by Love. It's off of an underappreciated little album, I think. In 1990, Gypsy Rose came out with a record called Prey, P-R-E-Y, and it was just a solid front-to-back hard rock record, very indicative of some of the pop metal that was going on, or a lot of the pop metal that was going on at the time. Executive producer Gene Simmons. No, I do not believe Gene Simmons had any part in making this record whatsoever. The record was released on Gene Simmons' sort of his vanity record label at the time, Simmons Records. It was a subsidiary or kind of a... It's like a cover kind of thing, I guess, kind of a cover label. It was owned by BMG anyway. But Gene is listed as executive producer. But like I say, I don't think he had much to do with the creation of this record, if anything at all. But anyway, it's a fun album. And don't really know what Gypsy Rose did after that. I don't believe much. We also heard Teenage Head kicking us off in the second half with Total Love off of 1980's Frantic City. You're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokop here with you, of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week on CILU. Got some music coming up for you now from Generation X, and this is a band, as I mentioned off the top, launched Billy Idol in his very successful career. Before Idol moved to New York, hooked up with Steve Stevens, and took the 80s pop world by storm, he was a British punk rocker in and around the London area. And Generation X was a lot more poppy, though, than, you know, groups like the Sex Pistols or the Clash or the Damned or anything like that. Generation X was much more, they actually fused almost a little bit of the 70s glam rock scene a little bit in some of their stuff. So they definitely had the attitude and the sound of the British punk scene, but smoothed out a lot of the rough edges. And by the time their third record, Kiss Me Deadly, came out, half of the band was actually gone, and it was pretty much Billy Idol solo with a couple of ex-cohorts sort of in the background there. But it really worked as a bit of a template or an embryonic version, I guess, of what Idol would do in his solo career. And in fact, he even took one of these songs with him when he launched said solo career. Featuring a lot more guitar than what Idol would do with its solo, here's the original Generation X version of Dancing With Myself here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance.
Thunder Bay's campus, and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Tiger Tales there from 1990's Berserk album. That is Noise Level Critical. And before that, we heard Helix with No Rest for the Wicked and Generation X Dancing with Myself. Of course, Billy Idol would basically take that song, strip a lot of the guitars out of it, and a couple of years later, have a massive hit with it, and launched him to a big solo success in the 1980s. So, all right, so that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you so much for joining me, as usual. Hope Harry with The Blend is up next, so do stay tuned for that. The great music keeps on rolling right here on CILU. I'm going to take you out tonight with a classic from The Raspberries. We're going to go to their third album, appropriately titled Side 3, and we're going to take you out, like I say, with a power pop classic from them. Here are The Raspberries with Tonight. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
1, 2, 3, 4!
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's mostly...